All across the nation today, schools took part in a national walkout to protest gun violence. Here in Vermont, the most recent snowstorm forced school cancellations, and so some actions were put off. But in the towns where the schools were open, students joined in on the national conversation by raising their voices. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
There were no bells ringing through the hallways at Brattleboro Union High School Wednesday as students started filing out of their classrooms just before 10 o'clock. And by high school standards, the chatter and conversation were pretty subdued. But once the crowd gathered in front of the school, it was a very different story. About 250 students from Brattleboro Union High School walked out of class Wednesday to protest school violence and to call for stricter gun laws. And they were supported by more than 100 adult community members who came out to cheer them on. The planned walkouts took place 1 month after 17 people were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And while some of the school walkouts were supposed to be silent for 17 minutes to remember the victims of the Florida killings, that's not what happened in Brattleboro.
Now is the time to talk about guns!
These students are not going to be silent anymore. We've been silent for a long time. We've been killed for a long time. And we're done. We're done being killed. We're done being silent.
Lucy Amari is 17. She's a senior at BUHS, and she helped organize Wednesday's action.
I think moments of silence are extremely important and show respect and show solidarity. And at the same time, if given 17 minutes, I'm going to use those 17 minutes to inform people of things they may not have known. And it's time for loud action. At this point, we are screaming out to demand the end of the slaughter.
When will it finally be a good time to talk about school shootings? Now is the time to put pressure on passing common sense gun laws.
The walkouts Wednesday were also supposed to bring attention to the state and local legislative debates around gun control. In Burlington, where about 100 students walked out of Burlington High School, students talked about the actions they plan to take after Wednesday's events. High school senior Amanda Tran says teenagers are ready to get more involved in the legislative process and to demand action.
We as students need to go to our legislators, our senators, we need to go to our representatives and ask them for help because the president and everyone else is not giving us what we need right now. And as a student body, we feel like we can help make a change in order to get to those steps. Even if they're little, we can make a step to those changes.
In South Burlington, plans for a walkout at the middle school were called off because of the snow. 13-year-old student Matthew Vino says that even though students missed the national walkout day, that won't stop them from making their own statement about gun violence.
The group seems to be ready to go tomorrow, even though we're not going to be working in sync with everybody across the country. I think the group and I feel that it's very important that our voices are still heard and that we still take this action, even if it is a day late.
Back in Brattleboro, the school's a cappella group closed out the action by singing the song Shine, which was written by the survivors of the Stoneman Douglas massacre. Philip Thomas is from Dummerston, and his son is a freshman at Brattleboro Union High School. Thomas came out to hold a sign, cheer on the students, and make his own statement about gun laws.
I'm very, very upset about this. I think it's totally outrageous that us as parents and our students have to come out and protest for something as practical as reasonable gun control. It's an outrage. The whole thing is an outrage.
It is time to stand up for what we believe is right.
We can't just send our thoughts and prayers when people are dying.
Engage in civil action. Peacefully protest. Use your voice.
Take action. We must support lawmakers that back gun reform.
It is time for us to change this country.
After the rally was over in Brattleboro, students lined up to sign up for free transportation to the rally that's planned in Montpelier on March 24th. And organizers also stress that many of the teenagers who rallied in Brattleboro and across Vermont and the rest of the country will be voting in the next presidential election. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.